Earlier this year, as the coronavirus began to spread across the globe, Alice Quinn reached out to American poets to see what they were writing under quarantine. The result is Together in a Sudden Strangeness, an anthology that reflects the fear and isolation the pandemic wrought, as well as its deep reflection and creativity. Quinn, a former poetry editor at The New Yorker, says the title is drawn from a Pablo Neruda poem, Keeping Quiet. It would be an exotic moment, without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. The works in this collection are striking in their commonality, and reading them took me back to that surreal period this past spring when it felt like the whole world was shut down, quiet, waiting, wondering. In Leaving Evanston, Deborah Garrison writes about a theater student mourning the loss of live performances. In Flowers for Tanisha, Rachel Eliza Griffiths salutes a real-life forensic technician who placed daffodils on body bags in the hospital's morgue. I was particularly moved by this one by New York poet Edward Hirsch. 8 people died on my block in Brooklyn last week, and I didn't know what it meant to be living at one remove from each other, wary, isolated, locked up with the relentless bad news while ambulances cruised the neighborhood, which was otherwise so calm and quiet that I wondered if God, too, had gone into hiding and sheltered in place. First published as an ebook this last spring, the print version includes 22 additional poems inspired by the racial unrest that occurred over the summer. And as we hunker down again, many of us foregoing Thanksgiving get-togethers, this anthology offers strange but needed wisdom and companionship. As is so often the case, the poets speak for all of us. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.